We're up to Simon Reish Nun Vav. It's page 54, I think, in the Mishnah Berurah, regular Mishnah Berurah. Beginning of Reish Nun Vav. It's a short Simon. The Simon is about the warnings that every town made to the general population to tell them that it's soon going to be Shabbos. Okay, so let's start. Kishahoyu Yisoyed Bi Yishuvon. When Klal Yisrael were in their Yishuv, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, how you taken be'erev Shabbos sheish tekiyos? There used to be a gaba, a bal tekiya, in the town, who used to blow six blows, kedei lehavdil es ha'am min hamelocha, to tell the nation, to tell the people around, to stop doing melocha. He used to stand on the tallest building, the Gemara says, and he used to blow the shofar. But that was only in the times when they were in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramah. But Noagu Bakahilos HaKdoshis, but nowadays we're not in Eretz Yisrael, or even if we are in Eretz Yisrael, we're still in Golos. So Noagu Bakahilos HaKdoshis, the community has made a minug, Shekol Shehu Samuch L'Shabbos Kechatz Yishor Yishor, when it becomes a half an hour or an hour before Shabbos, Shemachris Shliach Tzibu L'Hochin Atzman L'Shabbos. That Shliach Tzibu, the Gaba, used to be machriz, used to announce in the town half an hour before Shabbos, everybody get ready for Shabbos. V'hubim koim hat kiyos b'meim. And it's instead of the tkiyos. In the olden days they had tkiyos. Today we have a shliach tzibur who announces it without tkiyos. V'chein ro'u linog b'chol mokom. And it's a good minog, says the Ramah. It's befitting to do such a thing, to have people announcing in the town it's Shabbos soon, and therefore get people to stop doing the melacha. People were very oisik, carried away with the jobs, carried away with what they're doing. Might not notice the time, especially in those days, not everybody necessarily had a watch. But even if you do have a watch, we have this idea of people get carried away with what they're doing. So we have a shatz, we have somebody, in the olden days they had a shofar, and today we have a shatz who announces it. And in Eretz Yisrael, Shliach Tzibur is anybody who does something on behalf of a Tzibur. The Mishnah in Sukkah talks about, you know, when we talk about Sukkah now, the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about the Lulav in the Beit HaMikdash was Shliach Tzibur. Just means a Shliach of the Tzibur. Yeah, you're right, we use it in the context of a Chazan, but it's not necessary. Really, it's called a Chazan, actually. We call it Shliach Tzibur. It's really a Chazan. But, yeah?
And so we've got like a siren.
Oh, that's it. And so we have a siren. Music, siren, depends where you live. You have both. Some people more Mahuda, they have a music and a siren. But that's where that comes from. It comes from this Simon. Because in Chutz Haaretz we're a bit more in Golus, and we can't just stand out and start doing things the way we want. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not such an issue, so they do it.
Oh,
they have to stop until they have it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I close my mouth.
They have a siren?
They have a siren or a music? Oh, yeah. Oh, I think in America, also in Borough Park, they have. I've been in America, in Borough Park, I think they have it as well, as far as I remember being there. But, what? Soon in Edgeware. Yeah, well, look, the Ramah says that we should. I mean, it sounds like from the Ramah we shouldn't be making noises. Because it sounds like from the Ramah that we shouldn't be making sirens. He says that with the Yeshuvon, then they made sirens. Today we have a Shliach Tzibur, we don't need a siren. It doesn't sound like we're supposed to be having sirens today in Golus. The Ramah sounds like, Vakilis HaKadoshis, you have a Shliach Tzibur, because why don't we use a siren? Because we're in Golus, it doesn't sound like we should. He would go through the streets, I don't know, to go through the Chanuyas, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. He goes. Oh, so you have somebody going on a Mowbray parade. I don't know how many stores have you. You're Jewish. Oh, that's it. We'll have somebody. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's Chatz Yishor? You have to have it Chatz Yishor. Sif Koton Aleph. Hainu Chatz Yishor koidem sheneskasa ha-shemesh mi'itonu. Means what's half an hour? Half an hour doesn't mean half an hour before candle lighting. Candle lighting is a quarter of an hour before Shkia. So, this half an hour is half an hour before Shkia. So it's actually a quarter of an hour before candle lighting. Again, we light candles about a quarter of an hour before Shkia. And this blowing of the shofar or the minog of having a shatz is half an hour before Shkia. So the cheshbon, it works out to be a quarter of an hour before candle lighting. V'zehu ha'inu chatzishor kodim sheliskaseh ha'shemesh b'itonu, that's Shkia. V'zehu ha'chozas ha'shirach tzibu ha'kol b'nei ho'i, sheyiu l'hochin atzmom l'shabbos. It tells the tzibu to be careful, to be making themselves with Shabbos. Oh, so now, so Mishnah Berurah goes into various cheshbonos, and he says that the Magen Avraham really should be 2.5 hours before Nacht. It should be a bit longer, but the minimum should be at least half an hour before Shkia. What would be with a day worker? I mean, I don't know how it works over here in England. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, we had outside Nigeria, I was the lucky one, I had a bunch of Arabs came in from East Jerusalem, and they'd sit outside where I was, where my deal was, well, there's a bocher next to me, and they would be contracted for the day, right? An Israeli kablan, an Israeli contractor would come, pick up an Arab, pay him I don't know how much for the day, and take him for work. So he's contracted for the day. So what happens if we have a Jewish worker who gets contracted for the day? So we're going to tell him that, the katchil is 2.5 hours before shnacht, and then b'dievet, half an hour, what's the rules there? He's contracted for the day, maybe he has to work the whole day. So it's true that the halacha is, the chayin bring, the halacha is a chayin mishpat, somebody who's contracted for the day, I employ you, £50 for today's work. So when does the day finish? It's Friday. Well, does it finish? Maybe chatzos. He'll say, I'm a machmir. You know, the halacha said we saw previously, the halacha is you're not supposed to really work after chatzos. He said, I'm a machmir. I don't want to work after chatzos. You're losing for the balabos. Balabos is paying you £50. He's not paying you £50 for half a day work. He's paying you £50 for a full day work. So when does the day finish? So the halacha is, he gets exactly the amount of time, he gets to run home, boil up some water, fry a piece of fish, and get ready for change his clothes. I don't know how long that takes. Fry one piece of fish, bit of hot water, then he has to be ready for Shabbos. So let's say that takes 20 minutes, half an hour before Shabbos, that's the amount of time he gets. Because you've been contracted for the day, yeah, I'm paying you, you can't just walk out. You can't just walk out and be, I'm paying you for the day. You've got to give me the work, I'm paying you for... Interesting halacha. That means for a poel, for a worker, he has actually a more kuladik, meaning he has more time to work. We find this thing by workers have more halachas, different halachas than the general people, because it could be a shine of Geneva. You can't just get paid for a full day and then not use your time up fully. Okay, that's that halacha. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, so he explains a bit more. He says, B'chol Mokoyim, they're everywhere, all the towns. K'dei Shema Yavoyu Yisrael Dei Chilul Shabbos. It's K'dei that the Klai Yisrael shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos. So he says, Uve Kehila is K'doinis Mo'oid, big, large cities, She'i'ev Shela Hachriz, that it's not possible for one Shliach Tzibur to announce it, nobody's going to hear him. Right, go to somewhere like Borough Park, or you go somewhere like Meir Sha'arim, huge towns full of people, how are you going to do it? So he says, "Nochin me'od shi'matzu anoshim amisnadvim ba'om leilich ulezoyz b'choluchayvis kiryo al dvar skiris hachanuris v'alokas aneris." We should make a group. We have Atzala, we have Shoimim, we have all very good groups in town. We have another group. A group of people, volunteers, should go round the streets. You can't have one guy; it doesn't go with one guy. So we'll have a group of volunteers going around all the streets, saying it's Shabbos, going into different stores. You have to have it's not chemioid. You have a whole chabur of them. So he says, he carries on, Ch'eis, we're talking about his times, Nitzakin, Mekama, Yoris Kedoilis, Chaburis Kedoishis. Nowadays, you'll find, you go to Warsaw, I don't know whatever he was talking about, there was big Chaburis Kedoilis, Kedoishis, Hamusodis, El Ashkochas HaShabbos. They're not Shoimim, they're not Hatzala, the people to protect people from Chil Shabbos. The Ashrei Chalkom, fortunate is their portion. Kehe Bezakim is Yisrael, Ravim Shabbashamai. They're being Mezakeh Klal Yisrael. They're being Mezakeh Klal Yisrael to keep Shabbos. V'yizku avuze, they'll be zeicha, because of that, ha'mischaskim tomid b'mitzvah zu, lebonim g'doyle Yisrael. If you do this, you will go around, be mechazik people to keep Shabbos, to remind them that Shabbos soon, and to tell them to stop working, you become part of this group, you'll be zeicha to bonim g'doyle Yisrael. And the chayra, who did anybody who's mezakeh people to keep Shabbos, right? Not only knocking at people's doors half an hour before Shabbos, telling them that Shabbos. It could be if you do kiruv and you tell people, you encourage people to keep Shabbos, that probably also go into Ashrei Chalkom. You'll be zeicha to bonim g'doyle Yisrael. You'll have children g'doyle Yisrael. It's a tremendous bracha. It's a tremendous bracha. To think the mechazik people to keep Shabbos, you get bonim g'doyle Yisrael. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion, it says where he gets that from. How does he know that, right? It's a nice brocha. It's a beautiful brocha to get bonim g'doyle Yisrael. But Chofetz Chaim didn't just make that up. So he says, "Uke'en ma sha'amu b'Shabbos Shaar Tzion sifkot vav." It's a sort of two-thirds of the way down on the Shaar Tzion. "Uke'en ma sha'amu b'Shabbos chafgimon amad beis hanzoy b'nei." We all know there is a Gemara in Shabbos hazohe b'nei b'nei. Somebody is Zohi B'nei Havelin Zechari B'nei Torah. Somebody who's Rogel B'nei, he's going to have special children. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what does Rogel B'nei mean? What does Rogel B'nei mean? So the posh up shah is, you light candles.
So the Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't just mean light candles. We all like candles. Everybody likes candles. I mean, even people who don't keep Shabbos that much light candles. He means rogel b'ner, he's rogel to light Shabbos candles before Shabbos comes in. And he makes sure that he's not mechallel Shabbos. To make sure to protect Shabbos. That's what he means. And then, he'll be zoichet upon him. So he carries on. They were talking about somebody who's careful for himself. The Koshkin was there, Shubazaka, Tomid, the Rabbim, and B'nai Yisrael. Koshkin, this person who's careful to be Mazaka, Klal Yisrael, to keep Shabbos, and have children, Bonim, Tabid, Chachamim. And then he tells us an interesting chazal. The Gam Amu Chazal Gabe Elkonah. Elkonah, we read about Elkonah on Rosh Hashanah. Elkonah was the husband of Chanah. Chanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we learned about Chanah. She never had any children. Eventually she had children. Her husband was called Elkonah. And Chazal tell us that every year he went up to Eile Regel. The Torah tells us, the Novi tells us. He went every year to Eile Regel. So Chazal, what do you mean he went Eile Regel? Everybody went Eile Regel. What's so special about going up to the Beit HaMikdash? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. So Chazal, you know what he did? When he went up, he didn't just go to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. You know what he did? He made a whole trask about it. He made an announcement. He made music. He told everybody, you know where I'm going to the Beit HaMikdash. What was the point? Because when people said, oh, Elkanah's going to the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, what a special mitzvah. And they came with him. And he drew with him huge crowds. And the crowds went with Elkanah up to Yerushalayim. It was a special chus. Elkanah was mezakeh klal Yisrael with this mitzvah. He encouraged them when they saw people had respect. It's stated in the pasuk there. The Chazal say Elkanah was a choshever person. He was a respected person in town. So therefore, when they saw the respected person in town going up to Yerushalayim, they followed with and they went with. So therefore, he was mezakeh klal Yisrael. Says the Chayatzin kishah ha'oyaner le'rega b'chol shana ha'imechave b'chol pam le'zariz es Yisrael she'im gam kediz kubem mitzvah zul alis le'regal. He was mechave to make sure that everybody should be zoicha. Va'oba lo Yakodish Baruch Hu, and Yakodish Baruch Hu said to him, Ato kivamto le'zakos es Yisrael. You are mechave to be mezakeh klal Yisrael, to be oyaner le'regal, to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year for the mitzvah of aliyah le'regal. Adi Oitzi Mimcha Bein Sheizaka Es Yisrael Lefonai. I'll give you a child which will be Mezaka Klal Yisrael Lefonai. Who did he have? V'zocha V'yotza Mimenu Shmuel. He had a son called Shmuel. And we know Moshe V'Aaron V'Chayanov V'Shmuel V'Koyu Shmuel. Shmuel was compared to Moshe Abeinu and Aaron HaKoyen. Shmuel was one of the greatest of Klal Yisrael. Why was Elkanah Zeicha to that? He was Zeicha because he was Mechazik Klal Yisrael for Aliyah Leregel. Says the Mishabur, from there can learn Halacha. That's those who are part of this group, this, I don't know what you call it, Shemri Shabbos group, that go around and mechazik people to keep Shabbos, to remind people on Shabbos afternoon that it's soon Shabbos. They are going to have Tamidei Chachamim G'dolei Yisrael. Like Elkanah was zeicha to have Shmuel HaNavi, which was one of the greatest of Klal Yisrael. Fascinating Shatzir, and a big chizuk for those who mechazik people in Shabbos, those who mechazik themselves, and others with them. It's a merudik azach that you should be mechazik people to keep Shabbos, because we can see what tremendous bracha to have a son like Shmuel is something only to dream about, and we should always zeichet to have good children. Okay, let's carry on. I just want to bring in two more points, and that is, I just found interesting quotes, and as the Prima Gadim says, V'chal ha-moisif ala Shabbos. Anybody who's moisif Shabbos, moisifin lechayim. We give him a long life. So it's also a good skula. Not to bring in Shabbos on the last second. You can't bring in too early because you can't bring in before plague. But not to bring in Shabbos on the last second. V'chal ha-moisif ala Shabbos, moisifin lechayim. We give him more extra life. Right, so it's also a good scholar. And the Rambam says that they used to sit b'kovid rosh with serious thoughts lehagbil pnei Shabbos k'moshu yoytzei l'kras hamelech, like when you come in towards a king, you stand there, sit there with hechra thoughts, with holy thoughts, thinking about the fact that we're going to meet the king. Interesting, he calls it king Shabbos. We call Shabbos Malka, the queen, but he calls it king. Twice he calls Shabbos as being the king. He compares Shabbos to the king. Okay, so you'd have to have a pshat, why it's called the king, why it's queen. That's something to, not in the shir. But just to quote, that the Rambam also talks about this idea where we get ready for Shabbos, to be prepared for Shabbos as it comes in. Not to scrape the last minute to, and just about getting Shabbos, to be ready for Shabbos. Okay, that's the Hosafa Shabbos. There's just a be'alocha over here, which is a porta halachic be'alocha. He says over here, v'hidei. Oh. No, about 3 lines into the Be'alocha, the ayin be prima godim, at the end of the line, the ayin be prima godim, shekosaf, to Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. When it's Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, that means like this year, we had the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have it next Sukkot, we're going to have it on Shemini Atzeres. The Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. Right, we have 3 days Yom Tov, the first two days are Yom Tov, then it's Shabbos. Royu lehakdim ba'amiras bochu oy kabbalah Shabbos oyd hayom gadol. It's befitting. One should be mekabel Shabbos early. That means Rosh Hashanah afternoon, we brought in Shabbos early. You shouldn't wait till Nacht. This second day Sukkot is going to be Erev Shabbos. We shouldn't wait till Nacht. Why? So what does he mean like this? It means, we all know we make Erev Tavshinin, right? What's Erev Tavshinin? Is on Erev Yom Tov, when Yom Tov, Shabbos follows a Yom Tov, we take a food which is cooked, we take bread which is baked, matzah, roll, choshev, a piece of bread. We take it, we make a brocha, and we're preparing for the Shabbos. That is allows us, it's a heter now, we can now cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Right? That is Erev Tavshinin. We prepare Erev Yom Tov, something for Shabbos, a baked product, a cooked product, we make a brocha on it, we put it away until Shabbos, and now that allows us to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Harei, the Chayyim should ask, you can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Yom Tov is Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos. How are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? And what's the heter? You can't cook on Yom Tov, you can cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. You can't cook on Yom Tov for weekday, you can't cook on Yom Tov for other days. You can cook for your own day. So the heter is based on a concept called Hoyel U'mikli Urchim. When I cook on Yom Tov afternoon, Rosh Hashanah afternoon, when you are all cooking, your challah and your chicken soup and your chicken and everything you're cooking, right? Because you're cooking for Shabbos. How can you cook for Shabbos? The teretz is because you're thinking in your head, that's what the whole heter is based on, that if a guest knocks on your door and he says he's starving, he hasn't eaten the whole 2 days Yom Tov, I don't know where he's been, and he needs food, what are you going to do? You say, come in, I made a beautiful challah. Come, you know, I kept it for Shabbos, but you know, if you're hungry, you know, second day Rosh Hashanah, who's going to refuse a person? Come in, sit down, you give him the challah. Comes out, when you cook that challah, even though you might have had in mind for Shabbos, but at the end of the day, there could have been a purpose for it on Yom Tov. It might have had a Yom Tov purpose. If you would have had guests coming 5 minutes at the end of Yom Tov, then you would use it for the guests. So I was. We don't have anything for Shabbos, but at least, you're right. So really, you're actually thinking about Shabbos, but at least it's not entirely for Shabbos. They might come, but yeah, then you might come to use it for Yom Tov. Yeah, okay, somebody who hasn't eaten for 2 days. You're right. But you're right. You don't have to give it to anybody. You might. I don't know how many times you've had a guest knocking on your door on the Shabbos. I haven't had any guests. But the concept is that it's not entirely thought. It's not only for Shabbos. It could have come into use for Yom Tov. And you could say even for a child. Your child is there and it needs to eat something. You know, you take a bit of chonot off the blech. You say, oh, you know what, I've already cooked the chonot, you have some. The idea is you can use it for Yom Tov. It's not entirely, I'm doing something for Shabbos. You're doing something which could be of use now already. That's the basis of the whole concept of having mati, bichlal, to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Otherwise, how could you cook for Yom Tov for Shabbos? Sorry, what?
Shabbos is more
choshev
than Yom Tov.
There is such a halach in the Gemara. You're right. It's something similar to that in the Gemara. But we're choshev for both sides. It's a Gemara. Yes. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, but this is also a svar. You're right. That could also be a svar. This is one of the svars. You're right. It's based on both actually. But this svar is definitely a svar.
Oh.
So if so, then you can't cook 5 minutes before the end of Yom Tov, and the food is not ready, and it's just about ready as Shabbos comes in. Because then you can't say, and you know what, if I need to use it for Yom Tov, I'm going to use it for Yom Tov. You know where you're going to use it for Yom Tov. If your challah is ready the second as Shabbos comes in, then you cooked for Shabbos. It's blatantly obvious you cooked for Shabbos because you couldn't use it on Yom Tov. Right? You have to cook it in a way that if I would need it for Yom Tov, I'll say, oh, I cooked it for Yom Tov. But if it's not going to be cooked for Yom Tov, then you're not going to be able to use it for Yom Tov. Then you can't say, I cooked it with half a mind for Yom Tov. You can't use it. Therefore, it's important halacha, a person on Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, that means it's negeh now for the next two next two sets of 3 days, when his wife prepares the food for Shabbos, he should actually start early on in the day. Shouldn't all be last minute. Because if it's last minute, there's no svara that I'm keeping it for maybe Yom Tov. You can't use it for Yom Tov. That is, it's important halacha, that actually, that point. So the Prima Gadim says over here, says the halacha, coming back to the Prima Gadim. Therefore, it's important to bring in Shabbos early. Why? When I bring in Shabbos early, that means when it comes to real Shabbos, so the Nacht Shabbos, then my food is ready long on the blech, because I started ready out early, because I brought in everything early. So Mimela, when I'm cooking now for Yom Tov, it's going to be for Yom Tov, I could use it for Yom Tov. Yeah? Is that concept clear? It means if you start out early, then you're going to have it all ready for Yom Tov. So you'll be able to say, I'm cooking for Yom Tov. That's...
The Gemara asks that.
And the Gemara says, because you also, there's two, it's similar to the easier one, you need some sort of hekka. Otherwise, every guy's going to think, that, you know, let's say it's Yom Tov on the next day's Chol. Let's say a normal Yom Tov, you don't have 3 days, you only got 2 days. So the guy goes, yeah, I'll cook on a Yom Tov afternoon because I need a nice Motzah Yom Tov, and I have a Malka, I want to have a Motzah Yom Tov food. And oh, while I'm out here, Chol. So the Gemara wants to make a hekka out of it, so we need the hekka. There's other Mahalkim, the Gemara goes backwards and forwards with it, but that's one way. Okay, so let's carry on. Sif, simulation on Zion. Dine hatmonas chamin uboy ches sifim. Now we're going to learn hilchas hatmona. Hatmona, the concept of hatmona is a guy wants, he's got hot food, he's cooked it, maybe fully cooked, basically cooked, machabed vasoy, but it's cooked, it's hot. And now he wants to put it, wrap it in various materials, and through wrapping it, he retains the heat of the pot. Right? He retains the heat of the pot through wrapping it. And there are two types of materials. There are a material called Dover Ha Moisif Hevel, and there's materials called Dover She'ein Moisif Hevel. What's the difference? Dover Ha Moisif Hevel means there are what Chazal call materials where if you take a hot pot, right? Let's take a moshel, hot pot of chicken soup, right? And you've got nowhere to put it on the light, so you know what you're going to do? You're going to wrap it. And if you wrap it well enough, it'll keep hot for a good few hours, right? It'll be insulated and it'll keep hot for many hours. By the time it comes to the meal late Friday night, it'll still be boiling hot. So there's two types of materials. One's called Moisif Hevel. And that material, it can physically increase heat to the pot. Increase heat to the pot. And the Mishnah talks about various cases that are not so relevant today. And that is if you wrap it up in shumshumin, sesame seeds, wrap it up in dung, zevel, wrap it up in salt. Okay, we don't have that much salt around, even the dung we definitely don't have. But there are various materials which the material, for some reason, increases heat to the pot. That's called a dover hamoisif hevel. And then there's other materials. They're not moisif hevel. They don't increase the heat. They retain the heat. Simply retain the heat, and say a blanket. You want it. You know, I do it sometimes on a Friday afternoon. I don't want to keep the hot plate on, so we heat up all the food 5 minutes before Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, we put it on into our beds, wrap it up, make sure not to get into bed. Remember, you haven't eaten your soup because it's not yet. But you know, you wrap it up, and it keeps hot for a good long time. It keeps hot. It's not moistive heaven. It just keeps hot. Right. What's the difference? The difference is in the type of gazero. Something just keeps its heat. That means, let's say, like we said, a blanket, towels. That is dover she'enoy moisif hevel. Just keeps the heat. You're allowed to do it erev Shabbos afternoon as Shabbos comes in. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to. As Shabbos comes in, it's 5 minutes before Shabbos, or early on, 5 hours earlier also, obviously. But you're allowed to do it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to. On Shabbos, you're not. Reason being, why not allowed to do it on Shabbos? What's the problem? Because Chazal Choshesh, what you'll do is, on Shabbos, you'll say, you know what, let me wrap my chicken soup. You take a chicken soup off the blech. You say, you know, I've got no room over here. I don't like it in the kitchen. I'll take it upstairs to my bed. On Shabbos morning, you take your chonot, you say, put it in my bed. Right? Well, suddenly you open up and you're touching it, you say, hey, it's not so hot. What happened? No, it wasn't doing so well over the night. I needed to increase a bit the heat. So you're going to put it back on the fire, or you'll chasse the fire that we spoke about the whole time. You'll stoke the fire, and you'll reheat it quickly before putting it under your blanket. Because again, we don't want people being involved in the food on Shabbos, because as soon as you get involved with your food, you might come to stoke it, to heat it, to cook it. All these problems can start. So therefore, we don't want you on Shabbos morning taking your cholent off the blech, off the hot plate, and taking it upstairs to your bed and wrapping it. Because by doing that, you're going to notice it might not be so hot, and you go cook it. That is Dova She'ena Mosif Hevel. That is the blanket case or other materials which are covering it. The Dova HaMosif Hevel, that is dung, and we'll see more practical cases in a minute. Dung, salt, and shumshim and sesame seeds, that's Dova HaMosif Hevel, it increases heat. That you're not allowed to do even Erev Shabbos. That means somebody Friday morning wants to put his pot inside this big pile of sesame seeds and that way to heat up the food and to make it really hot, he's not allowed to do it even on Friday morning. Even hours, even on Thursday probably, if it's relevant Thursday. You're not allowed to do it before Shabbos. Reason being, because if you put it in sesame seeds, you might wrap it in another gezeira, you might wrap it into gechonim, into coals. You put it into coals, because for you, coals and sesame seeds are the same thing. They both heat up things, because in the olden days, these are the ways how they increased heat. So you'll see coals, sesame seeds, it's all the same thing. And then you'll go and put it into coals. And obviously, when you're putting your pot into coals, because by putting your pot inside coals, you'll come to knock the coals and ignite the coals and do all different types of malachas with those coals. Therefore, Chazal said, don't put it at all in something which increases heat. Gezeira, you might put it into coals. Yeah, you might put it, Erev Shabbos into coals, and by putting, there's a machlokes and Rishonim about it. Presumably Erev Shabbos, and you take it out, you might come to knock the coals. By knocking the coals, you'll ignite the coals. There are some who learn maybe on Shabbos and coals. But the simple idea is, just, we don't want you dealing with coals, right? Because the coals
are... actual cooking on Erev Shabbos.
What?
You learn to cook on Erev Shabbos, that would be worse than the actual cooking.
Because cooking, you don't touch the fire. Here, you might put it inside the hatmoni. You want to do a maisa hatmoni. You want to do a maisa covering. And as soon as you do the maisa covering, you're going to do it with coals. You're going to cover it with coals. And then you're actually touching the fire. You're putting it around your pot. And that we don't want you doing, because as soon as you do that, you might touch and ignite and do all sorts of problems with the coals. Okay, so let's just start the words of the chaba. See how far we can get. Ein toiminin b'shabbos afilu b'dover she'einu meisiv hever. On Shabbos alone, it's also even dover she'einu meisiv hever. When it's still been ashmoshes, toim it, you're allowed to, and that's the mission we say by Madlikin, Sofik Hashaycha, Sofik Ein Hashaycha, we say every Friday night, Ein Mevaseles Avadim, Ein Mevaseles Gainin, Avon Maaseles Hadmai, Uma Arvin, Vetoimnin Es Hachamin. Sofik Hashaycha, Bein Hashmoshes, you're allowed to be toiman, you're allowed to, I don't know what the best word for toiman is, hide, cover your food, Bedova She'ein Emoisiv Hevel. Ve'ein toiman in Bedova HaMoisiv Hevel, Afinim Ibn Yoim, even Erev Shabbos early on in the day, Ve'im Hitmin Bedova HaMoisiv Hevel, if you went and did it, HaTavshin Osa Afinim Ibn Yoim, you're not allowed to eat the Tavshin, even if the Tavshin was fully cooked, says the Mishabur. Look at the Mishabur, even if the Tavshin, Mishab himself carries on. If it's cold and heated, or when it's fully cooked and it got better through cooking. But it's through the being massive heat, it got better. Like a chonon gets better the longer it cooks, the better it gets, right? It gets more chononty. If it just stayed, retained its heat, it's mutter. Okay, we'll stop over here. I just want to bring one nafkamina, a dovah shabosiv hevel, talk about dung, salt. There's one nafkamina, that is, sometimes people do it, and I've seen it in other people's houses, and that is, they put the food on the blech, on the hot plate, right? And the hot plate is not so strong. Not so, all hot plates have got such powerful heat. So what do? They cover on top of the pots with towels. Now, what is it? Towels are dovah she'eino mosiv hevel. They're not mosiv hevel. Oh, excellent. But because there's heat coming up from the hot plate, and there's a towel on the top, the combination will make it Dova HaMosiv Hevel. It'll not increase heat. Because even the towels themselves don't have the power to increase heat, but the towels with a source of heat, which is a very weak source of heat, but something is a bit of a source of heat, together will increase the heat. Dova HaMosiv Hevel, you're not allowed to do it, even Erev Shabbos. So what's the Eitzah? So why are you allowed to do it? The only Eitzah will be not to be matmin it. That means not to cover it from all sides. If you just put the towel gently on top and not drape it down the sides of the pot, then just put it over. And on the thing, it clears, that's not called Atmana, we'll see. And then it's Mutter only on Erev Shabbos, yes. Only on Erev Shabbos. Then it'll be called Matmin and Bedova HaMoisiv Hevel, but it's not real Atmana. Real Atmana is when it's covered on all sides. That also actually is Machalik to Mechaber Ramah, but we can't be making on such a thing. So therefore, that's why people do it. But to have it draped right over, it might be dangerous anyway, because the towel touches the hot plate. It might anyway be dangerous. But leaving the danger side, you're not allowed to do, because it's Matmin and Bedova HaMoisiv Hevel, the combination of the towel with the heat. Okay. Yeah.